The dispute between the Sanjana and Bhagaria priests was unfortunate, and its cause was economic and not religious. In the year 1465, Mehmud Begda attacked Sanjan, and priests, the Sanjana priests, relocated Iran Shah from Sanjan to the caves of Barot and then to Ajmalgad in Basra. Later, on the request of Changa bin Asha, a wealthy Bedin of Navsari, the sacred fire was brought to Navsari in the year 1477. It was by three Sanjana priests, and the nine families, or the now Kutums, are descendants of these three priests. Once Iran Shah was enthroned in Navsari, it was decided that the Sanjana priests would be the guardians of the sacred fire, while the Bhagaria priests of Navsari would take care of performing all religious ceremonies of the entire community, including that of the Sanjanas. There was peaceful coexistence for almost two centuries. However, growing economic prosperity led to disputes over how to share the ritual workload. With the population of Sanjana priests growing, the Sanjanas began to find it very difficult making a living just from income earned from the services and offerings made to Iran Shah by the devotees. As time went by, the Sanjanas began to encroach on the Bhagaria group's right to do all other religious work. In fact, in 1740, the Sanjana priests took their demands for a greater share of the ritual work to the court of the Gaikwads, who were the rulers, the local rulers. The matter was argued in the town of Songad. The Bhagarias, of course, stoutly defended their rights. Finally, on 27 September 1740, the case was won by the Bhagaria priests. Disappointed and a little angry with the outcome of the case, the Sanjanas left Navsari in 1740 with the holy Atish Bairam fire of Iran Shah with the intent to go back to Sanjan. They stopped for a while at Balsar and later at Udwada, which was again meant to be a temporary stop before Sanjan. However, since then, Iran Shah has stayed at Udwada.